Hare Krishna. Last night, that was Sunday night, I already went down to the shore of the Danube to boat that's parked out there, hotel boat, where our guests for the European Council of Religious Leaders, where we're both hosting them in terms of accommodation, and at the same time also having conferences. This is part of an interreligious, interfaith group that I'm a part of and have been participating in over the years. And this year, here in Budapest, we are hosting them. We have about around 50 guests all together, and we've arranged quite an interactive program aside from the regular business of the committee itself. Today is really dedicated to in-house affairs, the committee's affairs, although this evening everyone will be coming to Budapest Temple, which is really just a 50-minute drive, barring traffic, and we'll show them the temple, the college, show the movie on Rajadam, because a good portion of them won't be able to go there, and then serving some nice prasadam. Tomorrow we'll also have an exciting day. In the morning there's a conference on the boat, and in the midday we're all heading out to Food for Life food distribution, and all the guests will be participating in a food distribution. They're looking forward to that. And after that, we're going to do a conference. We're going to another interfaith conference, and that's at the House of Jesuits, whom we have a very nice relationship with. And we'll be taking prasadam over there to them, and that will be real standard Hungarian but vegan style prasadam. And we're doing the catering, so everything is pure vegan, vegetarian, and although not most of our members are not that, but that's what they are now for these days. Interestingly, the president, who is a Protestant head of church in Switzerland, told me yesterday's last night as we had an organizational meeting, told me how he bumped into Sankt Andabulis as he was walking on the street, and on Wednesday morning, some of our guests, just because of time limitations, some only, are going down to Krishna Valley. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go, but we're arranging a nice tour for them, prasadam, and so they can also come back in time to probably fly out. Most of them will be flying out that evening. So it's quite a busy time, and hoping to able to host these our guests, and at the same time allow them to get a good impression of Krishna consciousness movement here in Hungary. And we'll be reporting in more from developments tomorrow. Hare Krishna.